Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. NPS names Jesse Krotik as its first director of mental health and well-being, by Adam Bernstein. On June 9, Newton Public Schools announced via press release the appointment of Jesse Krotik, Master of Education, in the newly created NPS position of Director of Mental Health and Well-being, effective July 1. Mr. Krotik is presently the NPS Coordinator of Social Work and Social-Emotional Learning for Elementary Schools, a role he has held since 2018. The release contained additional background on Mr. Krotik as well as praise from NPS Assistant Superintendent for Student Services Casey No Miller and Superintendent Anna Nolan, who noted, "Jesse has been instrumental in developing many of the systems and practices that currently serve our students, and he is uniquely qualified to lead this next chapter of mental health and wellness work in Newton." Mr. Krotik appears to be an active member of the Newton Teachers Association, appearing in a January 2024 Boston Globe photograph at the front of a teachers' rally during the strike. Mr. Krotik has also served on the Joint Elementary Oversight and Elementary Day Committee, established following the strike as a management labor special working group to examine the elementary school day structure and collaborate with the district on changes. Mr. Krotik, along with NPS Director of Multi-Tiered Systems of Support Maria Colby, co-authored a chapter titled "Solidifying the Foundation for Students with Emotional Impairment: Core Beliefs for a Free Appropriate Public Education" in the 2025 Reference Manual, Handbook for Educating Students with Disabilities. According to its summary abstract, the chapter's core beliefs are skill not will, a presumption of competence, and connection over compliance. Mr. Krotik is quoted in the press release regarding his promotion, "I am honored to take on this role and grateful for the opportunity to continue working alongside our dedicated educators, clinicians, families, and community partners." That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.